This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Sudan said that the humanitarian deal reached by the country's warring generals is an important first step to a ceasefire. Volker Perthes said Friday that the most important thing is that both sides are committed to continuing talks. Sudanese military and the country's paramilitary, the Rapid Support Forces, signed a pact vowing to alleviate humanitarian suffering across the country. The United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf. As VOA Steve Herman reports, this is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vehicles or vessels, many of them carrying oil.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
The United States does not seek conflict or escalation with Iran. We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation to the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
Kirby announced that starting Friday, the Pentagon is bolstering the U.S. defensive posture in the Arabian Gulf, and more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
High Court in Pakistan's capital granted former Prime Minister Imran Khan a two-week reprieve from an arrest.
Outside court, Imran Khan commented on the court decision to grant him protection from arrest and freed on bail. They say they have no justification to arrest me. They abducted me. They showed me an arrest warrant for the first time inside jail. It happens in the law of the jungle. The military abducted